Unit 3. Musicals. Listening. 1. Choose the right answers after listening to the conversation. But if you go back to those early days, you are mentioning basically about motivation of these young people. When you were a teenager, what was pushing you at the time to work so hard?
I would say family is the first. Yeah, my dad was a military man. He was very, very disciplinary. He's mean. Every time he said something on time, I was really, really in a kind of disciplined environment. A man, you have to do you promise to do. A man, you have to finish the work you are supposed to do. That part of thing I think I got from my father.
But nothing artistic?
Then my mom would be reciting poetry.
Okay, that is artistic.
And then, like, listening to Mozart and my mom plays the piano.
Military side and piano side, Mozart side.
It's like yin-yang. You know you got a real balance.
The real balance. Now you are a professor. You are an educator yourself. So what do you want to achieve as an educator? What kind of actors do you personally want to train in the future?
The best actor I want to train is capable of working in any situation. Hopefully, they can work internationally, domestically, experimental work. Something commercial. In China, the population is so big, audience needs are so complicated. But if you just do one kind of music or one kind of acting style, it's not enough. When I was training actors, camera, they should know it. Stage, they should know it. Spoken drama, they can do it. One-man show, they can do it. Anything. So the more they can do later on, the more they can be useful. That's something probably from my training background. My teacher instilled all the techniques in me, not only one kind. And especially for the kind of readiness and openness to be able to learn new things.
All the best wishes, and thank you for sharing your stories with us. And maybe next time we will be sitting together with your students, too.
Well, yeah, great. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.